If you see Paul W. Smith on I-94 this morning, please move to the right. He may be running a few minutes late. It's the pre-W. Smith Show with Jeff Sloan on 760 WJR.
All right, well, we know that you can look around at various business opportunities, business sectors you want to serve, where there's real opportunity, opportunities to bring those kinds of companies engaging in business that could be meaningful to a state's economy. One of those areas certainly is anything having to do with electric vehicles. In particular, we're going to learn a little bit more about a new plant being proposed in electric vehicles that would be based here in Michigan. The issue, though, is that it's a Chinese-owned plant that's being proposed, and there are issues around that. Bringing us the story, Rose White from MLive.com. Rose, this is an interesting story. As I said, on the one hand, you want to encourage business like this here in the state. Certainly, it would mean a lot of jobs. But on the other hand, there is indeed concern about it being a Chinese-owned manufacturing plant. And there's a lot of issue around this, isn't there?
Yeah. So last fall, Gotion, which is an electric vehicle battery maker, they announced plans to build a $2.4 billion plant in Mikasa County. So they had plans to build facilities that kind of straddled Big Rapids Township and Green Charter Township. So the $2.4 billion plan would create 2,300 jobs by the year 2030. So it'd be a big boost to the area. But in recent months, there's been a lot of pushback on the project because of Gotion's ties to China. And it's just sort of encapsulating a lot of anxiety around Chinese investments in the U.S. that we're seeing pop up recently. And it's just kind of channeling a lot of these anxieties that we've been seeing with the strained relationship with China since 2014.
Yeah, and of course, jobs like this are welcome to an area that needs them, like that in which the proposed site is planned. So that's all the good news. But as you say, there's a lot of anxiety around U.S.-China relations these days. There, of course, is the concern over TikTok, for example, in the business world, maybe using that as a platform to gain advantageous information, data, et cetera. And of course, then there was the famous or infamous weather balloon incidents, or whatever you want to call it, the so-called weather balloon that turned out to be a spy balloon, and other things lately that have happened between the U.S. and China, the tightening of their relationship with Russia, Russia's suggestion that we recognize the Chinese monetary system as the kind of universal international means of currency, and so on. All these things decaying, these and more, decaying the relationship between U.S. and China. And even more than that, just that anxiety that you referenced that, again, some may be rational, some may not be, but nevertheless, it exists. I have to ask, though, it's one thing if China's using TikTok or spy balloons. You know, those things are nefarious in nature, and certainly those things are to be concerned about. But a factory here in the state of Michigan that employs workers, delivers much-needed electric vehicle batteries, et cetera. How is this a concern?
Yeah, I think everything that you just summarized is kind of snowballed into these concerns. So it might not necessarily be that the factory itself is going to be having any data issues or any of those things surrounding TikTok, but just the ties to China are what really prompted a lot of this. But Gotion has really pushed back and emphasized the fact that Gotion Inc., which is the company behind the project, is a U.S. wholly owned subsidiary of a Chinese company. So the company behind it is an American-owned battery manufacturer. Its parent company is a Chinese company. So those sort of levels of ownership really kind of separate the project from China. And that's what Gotion's stance has been this whole time. And they've really kind of emphasized that ownership structure. And the other thing that they're doing to kind of soothe some of the concerns about it is they just said that they voluntarily submitted for a federal review. So they put together a bunch of information on the project for the Committee on Foreign Investment in the United States. So this is a federal agency that just assesses national security risks around business investments. And they'll get an answer on that within 30 or 45 days. So that will also hopefully address some of the concerns that are swirling around the project, whether they're legitimate or not.
Yeah, and there was a couple of days ago, Wednesday evening, there was a 90-minute meeting in which officials gave people who attended the opportunity to get questions answered about the proposed Michigan battery plant. Tell us about that meeting.
Yeah, it was very informational, and that was the goal. It was originally planned to be online, but the township was just concerned about protesters kind of drowning out what was intended to just be a panel of speakers sharing information about the project. So they talked about a lot of issues brought up by the public. They solicited questions from people ahead of it, and so they kind of just grouped some of those questions together. So they did address the concerns about China, and Goshen again emphasized and addressed some of the claims around the project, just saying that there's not a communist plot. This is a U.S. subsidiary company running this project. And they also just talked about some of the environmental concerns, and people are worried about housing and infrastructure. And so they really just got into a lot of the nitty-gritty of the project, I think, to just kind of show people how much due diligence they're doing behind it.
Yeah.
And to just kind of, I think, lower some of the heat around it.
What was the tone and tenor of those at the meeting? Was it civil? Was it productive and effective toward the goal of the meeting?
Yeah, so one thing that the township supervisor emphasized repeatedly was that it wasn't a public meeting in the sense that there's an agenda and business is being conducted, but it was a panel discussion. So the only people who were allowed to speak were representatives from Goshen, the local economic development group, The Right Place, Fair State University, public safety experts, utility experts, as well as the township supervisor. So since it was just representatives from those groups speaking, it was pretty civil. And they posted all the questions online in full, and they'll post all the answers online in full as well. And they just kind of went through and grouped some of those big topics together.
And what are the expected next steps in the process? And then if you would, just based on your research, give us your view on what you think ultimately happens here. Does this get approved or not?
Yeah, so Goshen's expecting to start construction at the end of the second quarter of this year. So they kind of put July out there as a date that they're expected to break ground, and they want to start production by 2025. So at this point, they're just kind of clearing all local, state, and federal regulations around environmental impact and construction and all those things. And I think it's kind of hard to speculate, and yeah. I think Michigan is in a very unique place right now because we're seeing all these major investments around electric vehicles, and it's not something that we've gone through before. So we've seen all these big project announcements, and now we're kind of in the phase of seeing how all of those manufacturing facilities are going to clear these hurdles and which ones will come to fruition or not.
All right, very interesting. Rose White from MLive.com, thanks so much for bringing the story to us. Thanks for being on with us this morning.
Thank you.
All right, headed to a break. Back with more in a minute right here on the Pre-W. Smith Show.